Greetings in Jesus' name. This is Felty with your daily inspiration today. I want to thank you for taking the time to call in, and we will take a look at what the Word of God has for us today. I will read a short passage out of the Gospel of John in chapter 12. I'll read verse 24 through 26 to begin with. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain or much fruit. So I believe what Jesus is saying here, that unless he were to die and be resurrected, all of his teaching, all of his works that he had done would be like a grain of wheat. It would not be very effective. It is by his death and his resurrection that much fruit was brought forth. Verse 25, he who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. I'll just read that again, that part of verse 26. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. I just think that's a very powerful statement there, that just as he died, we also are to die to ourselves. There are so many things that we could look at in the world today, and we think there are so many things, we think there's things that we should be doing to try and correct this. But unless we die to self, we will just be like a single grain of wheat. We will remain alone and without power. It is when we die to self, then just like the kernel of wheat, we enter into God's plan for our lives. We become part of something bigger, and God's will starts to unfold in our life. And if we walk in the light and are nurtured by his word, our lives will bear fruit. That is why it's so important that we read, that we give ourselves to reading and to the study of his word, so that we can be well-watered like a young plant, a young stalk of wheat, so that we can bear fruit. Dropping down to verse 46 of John chapter 12, he says, I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He who rejects me and does not receive my word has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. Again, the word words of Jesus will judge him who rejects Jesus. I want to encourage you to read the Word, and it is inspiring, it is a blessing, and it is the power. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the power unto salvation, and his words are words of life and truth. May God bless you.